The Toronto-based band Metric are here today to play live and try out some new material. This year saw the release of Grow Up and Blow Away, an album they originally recorded in 2001, and they are set to record a new album soon. Emily Haynes and James Shaw lead the band. Actually, Emily recently joined us with her solo project, The Soft Skeleton. I asked her how she and Shaw first met.
Yeah, it was... You had just come back from Juilliard, right? Going to school in New York. Mm-hmm. And I had just finished school in Montreal, kind of coming back to Toronto for a brief respite, which is how that city seems to have functioned since then, is as a really great place to like get your bearings, reconnect, and then go back out in the world.
Well, shall we begin with something that goes back a ways and then move on? If you have some new material to play for us, we'd love it. But what do you all want to start with?
Why don't we go back and start with Rock Me Now, which is the... a song from Grow Up and Blow Away, which is the record that was just released and was recorded 6 years ago.
And we should explain this. This before what people see as your first album, this was recorded, and what happened to it?
It was recorded, and right before its release, it was, I guess shelved is the wrong word, but the record company that owned the masters and was about to release it got bought by another company, and it was a corporate merger situation, and the records got lost in the shuffle. And by the time all the dust had settled, it was a couple of years later, and I don't think they had any intention of releasing it, considering they'd already let us out of our deal at that point. So they just held on to the masters for five or something years.
Was that a big disappointment at the time?
Yeah, it was a disappointment at the time. I think that it was such a slow and drawn-out process that by the time we actually found out it really wasn't going to come out, I think we'd already moved on, so...
Yeah, because the writing itself had taken place in New York, and then we'd been in London and been in Los Angeles. We'd had all these adventures and, you know, along the way, been lucky enough to connect with Josh and Jules, and like already were kind of heading in a new direction that was not based on waiting for someone else to, discover our potential for us, because that waiting game is really kills your spirits.
Well, okay, we'll see what the new rhythm section does with the old song. This is Rock Me Now.
Thank you.
Metric on the World Cafe and a version of Rock Me Now, which is on the newly released album from previous to actually their first, called Grown Up and Blown Away, which is finally out, which is really great. And hey, have you been doing those songs live anyway, or just since this has come out?
It was about a year and a half ago or something since we realized that we needed to try and pull something together from that record and try and play it. But it's been difficult because the music wasn't written with this band. It was written with a bunch of machines in a room. So.
And some R&B stylings.
It seems that the band really, when the rhythm section joined up, Jules and Josh, the band really came into its own and really it developed a sound. I'm always interested in bands that are bands as opposed to people who back up a singer, and et cetera. What's the interaction like? Jules, you can speak a little bit to that.
Well, you know, when you go from a machine to an actual drum set, it gets a little louder and a little more rowdier. I actually was given some of the material that is on Grow Up and Blow Away before I met these guys, and I just fell in love with the songwriting of it, and went and saw them play live one night, and I said, I can play better than that computer. I've been trying ever since.
Wasn't I playing drums? I think I was playing drums.
Oh, that's right.
With a
computer. With a computer.
Well, is it a challenge for you to be as metric as it demands?
I actually enjoy it. I enjoy the challenge of trying to sound. It's kind of like, you know, Questlove in Roots. He has a sampled kind of vibe to him. I admire it, that technical.
Absolutely. If you listen to him on the D'Angelo album, he's like...
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah. Metric are, I guess. You want to do another older one? This is now, how different is this in our studio? It's what you would hear going out to a club to see you guys.
It's pretty close, huh? Like, especially with, I guess, the stuff from Live It Out, primarily, because the concept behind that was that we're going to go into the studio, disappear, make this record exactly how we want. No one had heard what we were going to do until we did it. And then we just, you know, wrote it with the idea of having it be enjoyable to play live. So the translation's pretty straight up with that one. Right, Winstead?
Correct.
And this is Empty from Live It Out.
Thank you.
Empty live at the World Cafe from Metric, who are visiting us today in the midst of a tour as they are working on new material for a new album that is not coming out this year because, heck, they haven't even recorded it yet. Emily, I read some interesting things you had to say about what happened when Metric started to blow up and people started coming to shows that were not your original crowd, and you were kind of worried about who those people might end up being in a way. And the reason why I bring this up, because I think music in some ways becomes a social gathering of people, that a band becomes a totem of a certain crowd. And has that... Did you ever feel that with Metric, or has that changed?
I generally feel as though it's just been more of the same kind of people, which are the kind of people who don't like to be categorized. And we're the kind of band that doesn't, even though sometimes we talk about trying to find a category and stick with it, it just doesn't seem to suit us. And it seems there are a lot of people who love music who don't really feel it necessary to strictly define art by genre, mm-hmm. whatever. So generally, I feel like it's my favorite thing about playing is our audience is young and scrappy and good looking.
Indeed, defines the band. Tell me about the new hopefully we're going to get to hear a new song here, and talk a little bit about the process of writing and where you are now and where you are. Are these songs set as ones that were definitely being considered for the new album, and you're just trying to see how people react to them, or are they changing every night? How does it work?
Right now, the things that we're playing, I think, are the ones that are most solidified, or they have the best concrete ideas of where we're going with them. But I don't think there's anybody stuck on any form that's happening so far. I think everyone's really ready to let all the songs grow and not hold them back in any way. And playing them live is a really interesting way of figuring out the way they sound to other people and the way they sound to yourself after playing them for 40 times or something like that.
Any surprises from the crowd? Any surprises of...
The best thing is we have this one song called Stadium Love, and people, by the end of the song, already know the song. That's a pretty great feeling.
Excellent.
The other surprise is the ones that they don't know. It's fun to watch them try to sing along with Emily when they've never heard it before, which is kind of fun.
Well, what are we going to hear? What's this one?
It's a song called The Hooks, although I'm thinking about a different title. I kind of like the title Gimme Sympathy. But, you know, one of the ideas, because we have such a close connection with our audience, is we sort of felt like, of all people, those are the people I'd rather play the music for when it's in its infancy than be locked in a studio having to answer to someone with, like, some sort of business angle on it. So it's a song that's, like, basically poses the question of, you know, do you want to be... What kind of life do you want? Do you want to be if you could choose, would you be in the Beatles or in the Rolling Stones? And it seems to be a question that hits a nerve. So we're still trying to figure that out for ourselves as well.
Anybody leaning any way right now? Do you want to?
Well, we've decided that we can't answer the question.
We can only ask it.
Yeah.
It seemed the overwhelming response in Canada was the Beatles. That's what the kids wanted to be in Canada. I have a feeling in the States it might be the opposite.
you might be right. So this is the nebulously titled new song from Metric.
I was a guest in the kingdom of doom. Making the best of what I never wanted. I have a lot to say when I speak too soon. All your success went straight to my head. There's no romance without
Metric with a new tune for us today, a version that who knows what it'll appear anything like that when you finally end up recording it. I love the Gimme Sympathy when you take in those lyrics into account. That's a great potential title. Or The Hook? Was that the other
one? Yeah, or The Hooks. There was an earlier version that it sort of started out that way. So this is good. This actually acts as a copyright on the ideas.
There you go. Don't
it's
steal
official.
It, anybody. Well, we'll have you back in a year when you're done. is that how long the process will take, do you think?
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
2008.
Great. Well, we will look forward to it. Thank you so much for coming by. A real treat.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Metric, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here in the World Cafe.